Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler.
As luck would have it, I've been doing a lot of braising and stewing lately, transforming tough old cuts of meat into something succulent and wonderful. Now, as colder weather turned my thoughts to hearty soups, I fixed on split pea soup with ham. And Jerry Pellegrino, I bet you can figure out exactly what kind of ham I'm talking about.
Ham hocks. Oh, yeah. Ham hocks. Yes, of course. What a, you know, again, I see them now in grocery stores all the time, sort of over in the section with all the other pork products. And usually there's a pair of them just wrapped up. And, you know, they're obviously a remnant cut, so they're very inexpensive. But, you know, they're also usually smoked and also full of a ton of gelatin. So they add such viscosity to everything you cook with them.
Oh, that's so true. Now, you can braise a ham hock and trim it up and serve it as a meat course. But most commonly, I think it's used as a flavoring ingredient. And that's why so many hearty winter soups and stews call for the ham hock as an essential part of the dish. When I'm making soups with ham hocks, I take the time to score the thick skin of the hock. Because once it's cooked, I can easily trim that skin away. That's inedible.
Right.
And there's a little bit of excess fat under that. But then you see all the meat. And it's like you said, you know, the ham hock is just a bunch of meat and gristle and whatnot. But it has all that good stuff, the collagen and the cartilage. And what that does to a soup, to any kind of broth, is just amazing. It just literally makes it lip-smacking.
Sure. I mean, it does add this great sort of unctuousness to what you're using it in. And as you said, you know, you'll be able to get rid of the inedible parts and the meat will just fall off and end up in your soup.
Yeah. We were working with a ham hock the other day that had more meat than I've ever seen. So I was just sitting there carving it up and plopping it back into the soup. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, Jerry, you know, another celebrated role for the ham hock is the famous Capitol Hill bean soup, which was a dish that was perfected, believe it or not, in the kitchens of the House of Representatives. And it's been reported that the bean soup there was so good it can generate the warm glow of bipartisanship. So we could use that now,
Well,
I reckon.
Then we could use gallons upon gallons.
We sure could. Closely related to that is traditional homemade pork and beans.
Right.
And you just cook the ham hock with the beans for several hours. All your other ingredients are in there. And then you add back the trimmed meat, which will stand in succulent contrast to the tender beans. Now, there is a staple dish that is popular in the South, and that's ham hocks and collard greens. And this is a recipe that is custom made for the slow cooker. It's a happy mélange of collard greens, ham hocks, onions, chicken broth, and assorted seasonings. But I think the most important ingredient is thyme. And nine hours wouldn't be too much. So,
right. Yeah, and I see collards now in all the markets. There's lots of collards. They'll go well into the winter months because they don't really care about frost in the garden.
No.
So you'll be seeing collards all over the place.
For sure. And for those of you who admire French cooking, don't forget that the ham hock has a welcome place in a big batch of choucroute garnie, which is the iconic Alsatian version of sauerkraut and pork. And for this, you may want to have two or three ham hocks that have been cooked and skinned. Just leave them in there, and they'll be falling off the bone, and they're such a nice contrast to the sauerkraut.
Right.
So go out and buy a few of these things and, you know, look them up, and you can keep them for months in the freezer, too, which is also nice.
Oh, yeah. Yes, for sure.
So we're going to put a few recipes on ham hocks on the website. You can try them at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.